Gwynn Sound Series 10 also helped Tommy Gwynn put his company on the map big time. K-Box was a very, very well-known top 40 station featuring a lot of good jocks, including Dan Ingram. And K-Box was respected nationwide. They were really big time, but they hit a hard period. They were really big time up until KLIF really knocked them for a loop in the year 1966. So the guys at K-Box decided it's time to change format, and that's what keeps jingle companies going, you know. PD changes, format changes, GM changes, every kind of change keeps the jingle company going, and K-Box was no exception. So come December 1966, I happened to be in Dallas at a meeting of music directors at KLIF Radio, and I heard about the forthcoming format change, and it was all hush-hush top secret, of course, but there he was, Tommy Gwynn, with a new jingle package for K-Box Going Country. Home of the Country Gentleman, this was really a traditional country package, but it did signal a new era for K-Box, and it certainly was an icon package to country PDs looking for a new package. And K-Box was no question a trendsetter, and everybody was looking up to KBOX and what they were doing with their format change.
We're number one for swinging country fun, KBOX 1480.
Series 10, that would meant a lot to me because K-Box was one of my favorite top 40 stations. And when they went country in January of 67, it was a big event.
Yeah.
And I bet you were privileged to know that they were going to change format before anybody else did.
Yeah, we had to.
And that must have created a big stir locally in Dallas.
I made a lot of waves.
Well, you know, that's how it goes in radio. That's a big element in there to make sure that all these people get fired and hate the radio station.
Right.
And now, Gwynn Sound Series 10 for KBOX in Dallas.
We're number one for swinging country fun, KBOX 1480. Hear the cool, fresh country air of KBOX 1480. Countrywide, weather report on KBOX 1480. KBOX presents Jack Gardner. Home of the country gentleman, KBOX in Dallas.
KBOX 1480.
KBOX from 480.
You talk about the building of a jingle company and building of jingle variety. Series 11 was also a big change from the past series. Series 11, I would say, was something that was the first package to really bring the NSYNC to a close without an instrumental answer. And this would really, I like the idea of that because I think the going into a record right out of a vocal really made a lot of sense. There's no question about it. It did add to the meaningfulness of the pace of the station. It was the time of PAM Series 36, and it was a time just before they got into all of the Drake stuff.
And now, Gwynsound Series 11X.
KTKT, Channel 99. Double music, double fun. KLWW 1450 KSO 1460 Des Moines. Bama in Bama. Winner Radio. WVBF 950. In the whole wide world, there is only one WPAG Ann Arbor. KPUG 11-7 on KTY. It's DJ Kirkland doing his thing. K-Ville Country Weather. WPTX All American. 1590 WISC AM. Fun ones. WACK Spotlight of the Week. WSSV Project and Hit. WRR. KPRO 1440.
WDBQ, solid gold. WPTX News.
There's no question, though, that the pile of rubble hit the fan with Gwyn Sound Series 12. It was really the first package to enter the Drake era. The Drake era was good and bad for jingles, as we'll talk about. But Series 12 was really the forerunner of the Drake jingle packages, which we'll hear really come to a fruition with Gwyn Sound Series 15. I get a chuckle because that little steel slide guitar appeared on so many jingles, of course, so many Gwyn Sound jingle packages, but it also sort of drifted over to other companies and guys using that in their voiceover productions. A very simple little element. You would think it would be a country element, but it was used a lot in Top 40, and I will give credit to PAMS for bringing that in with the series in the 20s, where they did have a steel slide guitar as a Sonovox voice, and that just sort of set the stage for the steel slide to be in there.
And now, Gwyn Sound Series 12 for WOLF Syracuse.
WOLF 15, WOLF 15, WOLF. More music, WOLF. More music, WOLF. WOLF, Million Dollar Weekend. Jim Sims, 15, WOLF. 15, WOLF, Double Golden. WOLF, Syracuse. Syracuse weather. The Big 15. Sound 70. Another winner. 15, WOLF. WOLF, Top 300 Weekend. WOLF, Hit Bound.
Gwyn Sound Series 13 was really a continuation of the WSIX series. This was the last one to be a light tempo. It was a hard-driving vocal sound, but the tempo was pretty easy compared to the WSIX jingles we're going to hear down the line here.
WSIX, an air of good listening.
A cappella.
But did you notice that guys blend again?
Yeah.
Kind of like four freshman high-lows.
Man, I'd forgotten about that package.
Yeah, that was something that you were able to cut through, because that sound did cut through. And that was just a Dallas miracle, that you could get vocals to sound that good.
Yeah, you know what happened on that thing? They didn't want any more instrumental outs and instrumental ins.
That's right.
They wanted the a cappella, the call letters, bang, that's it.
Yep, that was the era.
Yeah.
And now, Gwyn Sound Series 13 for WSIX Nashville.
Music City, smooth one, WSIX. Unwind. WSIX. WSIX, Nashville. WSIX, an air of good listening. WSIX, Nashville. Nashville hears better on WSIX. Nashville 98, WSIX. WSIX, Nashville. Easy listening for easy going on WSIX. Nashville 98, WSIX. WSIX weather.
Gwyn Sound Series 14 kind of reminded me of what would be known as a grid package. I'm not sure if that's actually what it was styled as, but it has that sort of sound because it has some main body jingles with some things hanging over. No question about it, I was impressed.
W-R-U-N, the mighty 1150.
Well, listen to that vocal group.
That was a full vocal group.
Yeah.
And again, they wanted something just kind of fast,
right,
with a little bit of music on it.
And now, Gwyn Sound Series 14 for WRUN, Rome, New York.
WRUN, the mighty 1150. Get it all together, WRUN. City.
WRUN Golden.
WRUN, the mighty 1150.
Sound Series 15 is one that lasted and has lasted through the ages. No question about it. People still love Gwyn Sound Series 15 and as part of the Instant Radio Station are using the music beds like crazy, especially that news intro and the fast and slow rum-pum-pum beds, and then the ID bed. The ID bed is very popular. Series 15 is one of the probably the most famous one. Here it is here.
W-O-L-A. Yeah. Johnny Mansingers.
Yeah, Series 15 was the famous one, what we call the Rum Pum Pum package,
yeah,
that had those two music, the fast and the slow,
right,
that had to bring in the call letters. But it did start out all of a sudden with percussion, and that was important to start to get a little bit more music into the jingle.
Yeah.
And now, Gwyn Sound Series 15 for WOLF Syracuse.
More music, WOLF. More music. W-O-L-F. More music, W-O-L-F. W-O-L-F weather.
More solid rock. always more solid rock. WOLF plays more solid rock. WOLF Syracuse. WOLF Syracuse. WOLF Syracuse. WOLF Syracuse. WOLF. WOLF Syracuse. WOLF Syracuse. WOLF number one. WOLF number one. WOLF number one. WOLF number one. WOLF solid gold. WOLF solid gold. WOLF solid gold. WOLF solid gold. More solid rock. WOLF. More solid rock.
Gwin Sound Series 16 was called Cookin' Country. It really brought the pace up a little bit of a country jingle package.
Now, Gwin Sound Series 16 for WDXN, Clarksville, Tennessee.
WDXN, weather, more country music. WDXN, Clarksville Country. WDXN, Bulletin Board.
WDXN
Country Music Classics. WDXN number one country. Lee Dorman. More country music. WDXN, Clarksville,
the Big 54.
WDXN, Sports.
WDXN, on the river.
Country music style. Paul Richards. WDXN Super Country Music Star. Johnny Cash. More country music. WDXN, Clarksville Country. WDXN, Clarksville Country.
Niles. WDXN Music Country. WDXN Clarksville Country. WDXN News. Having fun,
lots more fun
in the country.
Talking about
WDXN Music Country. Rolling home with country music, WDXN. Rolling country music,
Clarksville Country.
Rolling home.
Rolling country.
Music rolling,
country
music rolling.
Clarksville Country.
Gwyn Sound Series 17, another package for WSIX. This one picking up the pace.
The center of entertainment,
Oh, that vocal sound was great. Man.
Tremendous vocals.
Yeah.
And again, they're all of a sudden noting play a little bit more music and pick up the pace.
And now, Gwyn Sound Series 17 for WENK Union City and WSIX Nashville.
The center of entertainment, WSIX Nashville.
WSIX, where your friends are entertaining Nashville.
Entertaining
Nashville.
WENK,
Harold Burroughs.
WENK, Union City.
WSIX, entertaining Nashville,
entertaining Nashville.
WENK,
continuing news.
WENK,
Bulletin Board.
Another golden year. W-E-N-K.
Driving along, singing a song with a friend. Union City, so much more. W-E-N-K, music. W-S-I-X, where the good sports
Sports Report. 1240.
No question about the fact that we have been following the evolution of the station ID jingle from the early days where there was a preponderance of music in the front and the back of the jingle between a lot of singing in many cases. Then we went to a cappellas. Then all of a sudden the Vietnam War is ending and people are changing. The culture is going counterculture. The era, I called it the era of acid rock. And for those people that still wanted to listen to Top 40, and that was still a good group of people, especially the baby boomers in my generation, there was still a need to sort of get the rock singers into the jingle, okay? Gwyn Sound Series 18 was an attempt to do what I call the solid rock format. It was something that Pams and Jody Lyons and a few other jingle people were getting into by really taking the same basic singing group, but giving it a totally different twist. I didn't like it, okay? I'm a traditional Dallas vocal guy with all the different standard twists that you do with the singers, with the guys, with the girls, with the five-voice, seven-voice group sounding, with all the stacking. But I never really cared for much trying to make my favorite jingle singers in the world, the Dallas Singers, sound like rock and roll singers in a group. But an attempt was made, and some success, primarily on WLS in Chicago and those stations that kind of fed off buying the WLS packages. But Gwyn Sound did an attempt, and Tommy did go back and took some of the music beds from Series 9 and some of the other series and sort of added things, changed it around, did some editing, and then put the singing on it. Gwyn Sound Series 18 was certainly different from anything else that had been made previously at Gwyn Sound.
Yeah, I'd forgotten about that package.
It makes you shake in your boots.
Yeah.
I hated it. I hated everything to do with vibrato. I loved the regular jingle sound, but it was kind of like a counterculture jingle. At least they were keeping it. They wanted it to sound like rock singers,
yeah,
supposedly.
Right.
But I never cared for it too much, but it was an era.
Yeah.
And I think that's when you said that Chris Kershaw came into the session.
Well, it could have.
And now, Gwyn Sound Series 18 for WLOX Biloxi.
Solid rock! WLOX
Solid Rock WLOX
WLOX 24-hour happiness
WLOX
24-hour happiness.
WLOX yesterday.
More music. WLOX.
More music. WLOX.
WLOX. Good morning.
WLOX, good morning.
WLOX, number one.
WLOX, number one.
WLOX Super Only Weekend. WLOX Super Only Weekend.
WLOX, the big 149, Biloxi. WLOX, the big 149, Biloxi. Gulf Coast.